Let's start our track work discussions. And out at Flemington this morning was Warren Huntley. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Dad.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights from this morning as we head into Guineas Day. And first of all, locally, Thrillster. She's going great guns this time in.
She is, Nads, and one of a handful of horses to get her on the course proper this morning. Horses heading to Group 1 races have access to do that. I'm sure there was a lot more activity at Caulfield and even Werribee this morning that might be of relevance, but we're picking the eyes out of what we saw at Flemington. Thrillster was very good out in the course proper, just with a stablemate that was working. They galloped off from the 1,200-metre mark, but she was terrific. She ran, I got her running 1,200 metres in just a tick under 1:19, but importantly, home her last 400 metres in about 22 seconds. So she was really slick. She was good chasing in the 1,000 Guineas Prelude and giving every indication that she'll cope with a step up to 1,600 metres because she was wide in that 1,400 metre race. And gee, she worked well this morning. She was as good a work as I saw this morning, but admittedly, she was probably the horse on the course proper that was there to do the most work.
And let's have a look at a couple for Chris Waller. He had a few partner up coming through, and the Lord Mayor, they worked together.
Yeah, Chris had a busy morning. I'm sure you'll hear about his trip to Caulfield when you talk to Nico later on. But coming through and the Lord Mayor paired up for a gallop, and typical Waller-type work, I'd say. Maintenance gallops over 1,000 metres, just quickening up nicely the last 400 metres. And on that good surface on the course proper at Flemington, they can run 23.5, 24 seconds without even looking like they're going fast. And coming through and the Lord Mayor paired up to do that type of work over 1,000 metres. And then Brimham Rocks and opposition two other from the Waller stable that are nominated for good races at Caulfield and obviously on their way to some Group 1 races in the weeks ahead, did similar type of work. Just over 1,000 metres, paired up, kept going to the line and certainly not tested the last 400 metres, but just keeping them ticking over. All those horses are up and running and hard and fit.
Exactly. And what about Declaration of Heart?
I've been a fan of his. He's going to have to step up at some stage. And he had the blinkers on this morning. He worked with Sacomo, and they galloped over 1,000 metres. They just sort of Sacomo sitting off and with the blinkers on, just getting him to come to the outside and chase. And they were quite sick. They worked on the steeplegrass, out quite wide on the steeplegrass this morning, but I got him running 1,000 metres in 1:05 1/4 and home in about 23.5. So it was good, sharp work out wide there. That was about the quickest last 400 metres I clocked on the steeplegrass this morning, and he seemed to cope well with the addition of blinkers. Declaration of Heart, he was relaxed, tucked in behind Sacomo, and then when he was asked to quicken, he did. So he seemed to cope well, importantly, with the application of blinkers, and I'd be surprised if that's not a gear change that goes on for the Caulfield Guineas on Saturday.
Okay, so that's some important things to take note there. Odeon?
Yeah, he's ticking over nicely. I think, obviously, getting back to handicap conditions suits him, and he didn't have the best of luck last start, so he's going a bit better than his form card suggests, I think. He's had excuses sitting close to fast paces and probably then running away for age, and then didn't have the clearest of passages late back to handicap conditions last start. So he's going well, and look, gee, it's going to be a really good race for Herbert Power on Saturday, isn't it, blending in the international form and the like. But he's going well out to that type of trip under handicap conditions. That's when he can really run well, and he's just up and running now. A maintenance gallop over 1,400 metres this morning just to keep him up to the mark. But he is going well, and he's going well enough to be competitive in some good races, particularly under handicap conditions.
And what about Booker?
Same, or in a way similar. She's earlier in a preparation. She'd had that first up run where perhaps things didn't work out that well for her. Again, a bit of a top-up maintenance gallop, just over 800 metres this morning, and she's a fast horse. She can quicken up and run good time when she's only working over 800 metres and dashing up the last 400 metres or so. But she heads to the Scalacci on Saturday, and she can certainly improve, as I think she's trained on well since that first up run.
Okay, and we also look at a one for the Snowden camp in Eways.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to pronounce it. She's a flashy-looking chestnut, and she went out onto the pro-ride track this morning and just worked out over 1,000 metres. And, gee, she was quick the last 400 metres or so. So, look, she's shown good ability at times and looked like she might progress on to some good form. Particularly, I think she even came a little bit of age with a trip to Brisbane for a bit of the winter carnival. So she might have even maintained some residual fitness from that and looks to have come back reasonably well. Probably flying under the radar to some extent, but she worked really sharply, particularly her last 400 metres, working over 1,000 metres on the pro ride this morning. I got her coming home in about 23.25, which was really nice sharp work.
And then we've also got Lanagira, who heads to Saturday in the debutante.
Yeah, we've got the two-year-olds. Obviously saw them down the straight with the Maribyrnong trial at Flemington on Saturday, and a number of teams are just sort of splitting their horses. Some went there and some will be held back a week for the debutant. And what we've seen of Lanagira is going well. Wasn't there to run any time or anything this morning, but just looks really well educated, typical of the Godolphin team. And you know, without knowing the field and where many of the other horses have come from and not really a handle on them, but just, I think, risen through the process with the Godolphin operation to be ready to go as an early two-year-old and look set to run well at Caulfield on Saturday without knowing the opposition that that Lanagira will be lining up against.
Okay, so who are the main ones?
Look, I love the work of Thrillster Nard. She was probably a standout from the course proper gallops. Going to be a daunting task to take on the might of Chris Waller in the Caulfield Guineas, but I do think Declaration of Heart can run well in the Caulfield Guineas with the application of blinkers, and I think Odeon's there to hold his own in the Herbert Power on Saturday.
Wonderful. Warren, thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
There's Warren Huttley and his look at the track work from Flemington this morning. This is Winners on RSN 927. We'll take a break and have a look at the next at Geelong shortly.